Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and it's that hour, 3 o'clock on this beautiful day of November the 10th here in Atlanta, Georgia. We are broadcasting live from the 2010 Soul Train Awards today. Hey, George.
Hey, Kalithia, how are you?
How's things going
how are you?
I am good. How are things down there?
Oh, it's amazing. You're not going to believe it. Everybody's here. There's I'm looking across the room, man, and there's, like, Faith Evans over in the corner, and, man, there's Rick Ross over here. I can't believe the amount of stars I'm standing next to. It's crazy. Oh, wow. So, I'm really happy to be here. We're broadcasting from the 2010 BET Soul Train Awards being held down here at the Cobb Energy Center in Atlanta. And the stars are out. It's like a 3-day event. Yesterday they had a big party down at Opera, and you know all kinds of people performed down there last night. And they've got some stars that are going to be here tonight, and then tomorrow they've got another party, an after party. So it's a busy couple of days down here, and you know I'm really excited about it.
Party, party, party. Well, if you see Terrence, tap him on the shoulder and tell him to come in the air and say hello.
Yeah, I'll tap him. He's right over there in the corner. I'm telling you, it's a who's who. I can't wait to show you some pictures.
Nice. Well, today I have special guest Richard Dovard of MD Staffing Partners, LLC. Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Kalithia?
That is good. Everyone, today Richard will be here discussing your mindset will determine your economic stability, unemployment, and options to recover in these times. But before we get to that, on my last show, I asked everyone, are you aware that there are at least 17 different fees that can be charged to your 401k retirement plan, and you could lose tens of thousands of dollars? Well, this is very true, everyone. To give you a little background briefly, you know, your employer has specific obligations to consider the fees and expenses paid by your plan, ERISA being one, which is the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, requires employers to follow certain rules in managing your 401k plans. Employers are held to a high standard of care and diligence and must discharge their duties solely in the interest of the plan participants and their beneficiaries. Among things, this means that there is a cost to manage. And how is that cost paid? Well, it's paid through your expenses, through the expenses and fees in your portfolio. Let me just give you an example. Assume that you are an employee with 35 years until retirement, and currently in your current 401k account balance of $25,000 is sitting in your portfolio. If your returns on the investment in your account over the next 35 years average 7%, and fees and expenses reduce your average return by the 0.5%, your account balance will grow to $227,000 at retirement, even if there are no other contributions to your account. However, fees and expenses are, if they are 1.5%, your account balance will grow to only $163,000. So amazingly, the 1% difference in fees and expenses would reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. And that is huge. That is huge. This is why I encourage everyone when managing their retirement account, five things that I recommend. So go get your pen and paper. One, you have to be able to make informed investment decisions. So you need to do your research. Two, there is no such thing as a free lunch, so consider fees as one of the several factors in your decision-making. Three, you want to compare all services received with the total cost. There is no difference. I mean, it's just no different when you're comparing your prices for something you know, going to shop at Walmart and you want to see if Walmart has it cheaper than Target. It's the same thing. Compare your prices. Or you want to realize that cheaper is not necessarily better. So quality, quality, quality. And five, most important, and I'm going to say this again, most important, I will say this again, most important, get the assistance of a financial planner. It is so vital to have someone to assist you with that expertise in that area, and I cannot express it enough. Now, remember, if you need any assistance to get a planner, being what I do, you can definitely go to buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com, join, and send me a message, and I can see how I can help you with that. Also, you can go to my site, buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com, for a list and description of all the fees that can apply to your 401k, including where you can check what fees you are being charged within your plan. And once again, that's buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com. So when I return, we will be talking to Richard Dovard of MD Staffing Partners, LLC, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Kynette Reed, owner of Kynette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kynette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kynettereed.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategy, the facilitation company.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, Disney's American Teacher of the Year from the year 2000. I love teaching, and as a teacher, I do whatever it takes to lift up my students and to put passion in my classroom. And to all those teachers out there who also share that similar passion, I say thank you. I'm currently here in Atlanta starting a school for students from 5th through 8th grade. And through this school, we're going to revitalize education and put that same similar type of energy and passion into the hearts of all of our students. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
the studio, we have Richard Dobart of MD Staffing Partners, LLC, here to speak about your mindset will determine your economic stability. And he will also be touching on unemployment and options to recover. The lines are open, so call in to speak, and that number would be 347-215-8709. Once again, that's 347-215-8709. Thank you for stopping in to share your expertise, Richard. How are you?
I am wonderful, Kalithia. How are you doing today?
I am good. You know, in these times, you know, I'm really excited to share this information with all my listeners and all my viewers online. So, you know, go ahead and start it out. Tell us who you are and what you exactly do.
Okay. Well, to start off, just let you know that MD Staffing Partners is a minority-owned staffing company, and we are located right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We started the company a little over a year ago. My business partner and I, we started off just basically trying to help find employment, help put employers and employees together. During the course of this year, we've actually touched on a number of different things that kind of make us a one-stop shopping. We specialize in the medical and IT fields. We've actually come up with not only sources for employers to use, for example, our website where they can post their job openings there. Possible employees can go and post their resumes on our site, as well as we've got all kind of funding opportunities and a lot of great opportunities. So if you just go to our website, mdstaffingpartners.com, people can find out a little bit more about our company and what we do on that aspect.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, a lot of people are unemployed in these times and are seeking creative ways to get employed. What are our unemployment stats looking like overall in the U.S. today? I mean, they said there's a lot of changes, you know, people are getting hired, but where are we at with our stats right now in the U.S.?
Well, right now, you know, I was just looking at the numbers earlier today because the national average is sitting somewhere around about 9.6 as far as unemployment. Now, what that means for us down here in the South is that, you know, currently Georgia is sitting right around 10%, so we're a little bit higher than the national average. And it seems to fall pretty much steady like that for some of the southern states. I mean, Florida is almost at 12%. South Carolina is at, you know, around about 11%. So we've got some terrific numbers we need to overcome when it comes to employment.
Right, right. And there's so much competition out there, you know, a lot of people are looking for options to get back on track. So, I mean, what would you say, you know, or some suggestions that, you know, what people can do, you know, to successfully gain some employment to get themselves back on track? What would you say?
Okay. I think when we talked about it, because, you know, you and I talk a lot about basically when we're talking about the mindset of people. Some of the things that we have to do is we have to realize that this is a dire situation, and we can't keep thinking in that comfort zone that we always thought of before, you know, get a job, I'll work there for 50 years, retire, and come home with a retirement. You know, it starts with the simple fact that, you know, when you're talking about the unemployment and the economy, you're talking about people losing jobs, so there's no circulation of money. You being in finance, you understand that better than pretty much anybody else. But when you've got the lack of circulation of money, you've got the shops that are going to now be closing. So you got people that are going to be more out of work. Business owners are not only going to be losing their businesses, but they're going to put employees out of work.
Right.
So that's where you're going to see a lot of people. And I think what I've been talking with people about lately is what they, you know, some people call it the feeling of hopelessness. Well, it's not. It's what you do to be proactive about it. You know, hopelessness is sitting home waiting and hoping somebody's going to call on the phone and offer you a job, or somebody's going to a Calvary's going to come over the mountain and save you. Well, it's time we learned how we got to start saving ourselves. I mean, for example, MD Staffing Partners, me and my business partner were basically in the same rut, working these jobs, you know, working jobs for a year or 2 years, turnover, and we decided to take the chance on us. So we took the leap of faith and we started a business. So many people have great dreams and great ideas they want to do, but they always have that one day I'm gonna attitude, and that one day never comes.
Right. So you would say that people just need to just be a little more, you know, creative, step out the box, you know, because it's no longer taking it back to what you say, you know, the whole 9-to-5 work 20, 30 years and you're happily retired. I don't see that in these times. I do believe that you need to step out the box. So do you feel the same way also?
Absolutely. You have to. And what people have to understand is that there are a number of different forces in play right now. Not only are we talking about just the lack of jobs out here right now, we're talking with healthcare issues and different type of issues that are hitting employers. People are looking at things differently or doing business differently. For example, when I'm looking at a number of the ads or the job orders that come across my desk right now, a lot of people are looking for people who will be self-employed, subcontractors. It's
right.
Just a way that they can get around paying for insurance, paying for fees, but they usually, you'll see the salaries are usually pretty good for people who subcontract.
Right.
But then when I talk to these people about becoming your own employee, your own boss, you know, 1099 employee, they, you know, people, well, you know, I do need that insurance. Well, you know, get your own insurance. You know, sometimes
right.
You have to work stuff out of the box because would you rather have a job making some pretty good money, working for yourself, paying your own bills, or would you rather still be sitting home waiting on that job to call on the phone?
Right. So what are some of the steps that people can take? You know, I see a lot of people, you know, they're getting retrained and getting into new careers because they just feel as though the careers they were in is just dead end. I mean, just tell us how that would work and some of those options that they can take to get themselves there.
Okay. Yeah, and that's going to be one of the huge things right now is because a lot of people are going to have to do some kind of retraining. There are a number of different programs. There are a number of state and local programs. People who are on unemployment, there's the WEA program through the Georgia Department of Labor. Trust me, all you have to do if you're on unemployment, call the Georgia Department of Labor and ask them about the retraining programs. They will hit you with all the ones that they've got online right now and the ones that they're coming up with in the near future. I'm seeing a lot of the churches and a lot of other organizations who are doing retraining programs. So it's a lot of stuff out here. You have to take some time and read, look over the internet. Feel free to hit me up on my website. I'll help you with as much as I can. But there are definitely going to be some people who need to be retrained. All the jobs that we used to do aren't out here anymore, or they've been outsourced to different places. So we have to think proactive on what we can do something different.
Right. Talk a little bit more about the proactiveness, you know, and how, you know, opportunities can be offered out there when people are proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of...
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson.
I think part of the part where we talk about being proactive is when we talk about the whole mindset. Being proactive means, you know, you have to go out and you have to do some stuff. You have to.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson.
You have to turn in applications. You have to get on the phone. You have to talk to people. You have to go out and do stuff. One of the biggest things I'm finding right now, and I'm getting a lot of people who are calling on it, is networking. Believe it or not, getting out here, showing your face, talking to people. Kalithia, that's how we met at a networking event. And we've gone to a number of them together, but you meet tremendous people and you meet connections. You know that old saying about it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, in an economy and a time like we're doing right now, proactive means going out to places, meeting people, always handing out a business card or a resume. So that's one thing. There's a website, meetup.com, that you can go on to that has a ton of different interest groups that meet up on a regular basis, and most of them are free to sign up to. So we're not talking about anything that's going to cost you money and take away from your finances. We're talking about things you have to do to be a little proactive with yourself. A lot of times we talk about these training classes. You know, people are going to school and you see commercials on TV all the time for medical assistance, court reporting. The only thing I say is this. When you're taking the time, do your research. Some of these training programs that are specialized in certain things are great certification programs. You come out with a good knowledge, but you can get those same programs from community colleges for a third of the cost.
Right.
So when you're talking about, you know, think about what you're doing before you spend your money. Be proactive. Take a little time to do your research. And that will definitely help you when it comes to certain things in the job market.
Right, right, right. And then just to touch back on to the, you know, the whole unemployment stats, you know, I mean, do you see something on the timeline of recovering, or do you see us, you know, with all the changes with the election, do you think that, you know, more jobs will be created? And if they are, you know, what do you foresee in the number of applicants that would be applying for one job?
I can tell you this from talking to employers on a regular basis. I see employers putting out administrative assistant positions on Thursday or Friday, and coming back to work on Monday with probably a few thousand responses to their email. And we're talking about people with PhDs who are applying for administrative assistant positions. I see the numbers getting better. I really and truly believe once the administration gets theirself together, I see jobs coming here. I think instead of going through the want ads and instead of looking at just Craigslist and CareerBuilder and specifically looking for the one job, I think you should scroll through and look at a number of different jobs. I think you should look at some stuff and say, wow, if I see transcribers or legal transcribers and there's 50 positions open and you've got skills when it comes to typing and certain things, look and see if you qualify for it. Look and see if there's an entry-level position. For some of us, you know, who are a little bit older, we get scared of that word, entry-level. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
We have to take a new approach. We're not walking into, I've got people who are hitting me up with less than 1 year's worth of job experience and complaining because they won't take a job under certain dollar amounts.
Wow.
I can't change your mindset. All I can do is try to talk with you and tell you what I think will help you be successful in this search that you're looking for.
Right. So people can just contact you directly, you know, send their resume over to your site, and then you just, is there certain areas that you specialize in, you know, certain fields, or they just need to send it over and then you match the job orders for what they seek, or how does that work?
We specialize in medical and IT. That's what our specialties are. I do have a number of people who are in sales and different areas who hit me up on the website and who are just asking for help. So I do assist those people that if I can. So they can hit me up on my website. I think I'm friends with you on your website. So feel free either way to contact me. I'll be more than happy to do whatever I can. Just because, like I say, we do medical and IT, but if you do have a different type of job you're looking for, give us a shot to see what we can do to help you.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if there's nothing else to add, I mean, I think that has been some valuable information you have shared. There you are, everybody. I mean, thank you, Richard, you know, for sharing all your valuable information. I feel in these times that, you know, we need more people like you to share, you know, this information to the public, you know, the facts and the ways to get back on track. Because like you said, I can only imagine, you know, being an employer and, you know, I'm trying to fill a position and I have 1,000 resumes, it makes you think, should I just pick out the pink one or just go with
right.
the blue one? You know?
Right.
And that's what I'm just to bring it back to, you know, just the creativity. You just got to be creative in this economy. I absolutely agree with that. You have to step out the box. I don't think the theory no longer exists where you work the 9 to 5, you retire, you know, 20, 30 years, and, you know, you're happily retired and you never run out of money. It's just not happening anymore. So I absolutely thank you for sharing your information today. This is so excited. And like I said, everyone, if you want to contact Richard and his team, you can visit my website at buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com. He is also a member, and you can also send him a a message directly. So you definitely want to join in and get into the
right.
action and make that next step to them for you know, for your successful, you know, put you on the path of financial success. So we will be right back. Thank you, Richard, once again, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kennette Reed, owner of Kennette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kennette Reed, at 678-344-6.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, author of The Essential 55 and subject of the TNT movie, The Ron Clark Story. I'm currently starting a school here in Atlanta for 5th through 8th grade students. And through this school, we are going to revitalize education not only in Georgia, but all around the world. It's going to be amazing. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. I hope everyone got their financial medicine today because I sure did. And once again, Richard, thank you for sharing the knowledge. You know, as mentioned, you can go to my site, buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com for more information about today's topics and contact information for Richard and his team. You know, I'd like to state something. I would like to state something to everybody. If you had a choice of getting $1,000 a day for 30 days or a penny every day for a month, and you chose the penny, would you have accumulated more or less than $1,000 a day on day 30? And how much would you have accumulated? Something to think about. Tune in on Monday at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 AM The Light or buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com for the answer.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.